Glory be to God.
I want to personally tell you and give you my thanks for all that all of you have done from the beginning of the building process of this church to the present. Obviously, you understand that it takes tithes and offerings to function in a church. You always have change that happens in a church because you'll be on one project and then something will happen where it forces you into the next project. For example, most of you know that being a debt-free church, and we're going to continue that, you better get a hold of that. If you disagree with being debt-free, you're at the wrong church. You need to get to somewhere, I guess, where you fit in better. But I don't believe that's going to be any of you, because God wants you personally to get out of debt. Say amen to that. I mean, that's called control. And the Bible says he don't want anybody to control you but the Holy Ghost. All right, now listen to me. When you start one project, like that kids' church out there, thank God we spent about $96,000 on it so far. I asked them last week, where's the next part? Joe Eddie. By the way, is Joe Eddie here? He not here right now? Joe Eddie, from the beginning of this building, has probably donated about $500,000 in his time, in his money. Matter of fact, he did all the water well stuff that cost thousands and put four or five big tanks, because we one day at the rodeo with the carnival people, and then the people watering their horses, we ran out of water. And man, I had him on the phone. This has been, what, two, three years ago. Free of charge, he went out there and he began to just get us water and those kind of things. And he's been an instrument blessing to this church. You come against him, you come against me. Because he's a blessing. And we start working on this kids' church, and boy, to the glory of God, I may get up here and say, you know, let's believe God for the rodeo, and let's believe God for this and that, and then a fire marshal shows up. And when you're the pastor, and he says, we're either going to shut y'all down or we're going to fine you $5,000 to start monthly, then that makes you have to change a few things. And I called him last week and I said, where's the next step on that kids' church? Joey said, well, we need the plumber to get in there and finish roughing out his part. That'll be the next step. And then we're going to put some walls up and try to build at least two rooms for our kids to go into. And then, then the fire marshal is saying, okay, but you need a alarm system in here. So we got a bid, about three bids. One of the bids was a guy that came to church here for years, and we gave him the job. And so he's got the plans, too, for the alarm system in here to the fire marshal, and the fire marshal just hadn't had time to approve them. And with that said, it's kind of slowed down a little bit of our process, and because that is a priority to do first, because I figure those kids can keep going where they're at, and they're still getting taught the Word of God no matter where they go. Say amen to that. Amen. So with that said, we're going to focus on, and we've got the money, by the way. The rodeo did make some money, thank God. One of the first years. Last year we made hardly anything, and we've broke even or lost in years past until this year. And thank God for sponsorship and Rick and just the things that happen. Our rodeo is finally, I mean, it is one of the biggest. I mean, it's amazing. These other small towns, They have no one show up. And at this rodeo, it was enormous. Well, it made us enough money, thank God, to get this alarm system paid for. Awesome. And amen. But let me tell you something. Does that mean that we need to kind of stop the drive and the, you know, the excitement on that kid's church to get it finished? Because, I mean, God's put it on the hearts of many of you to get that kid's church going. I want to tell you, you better hear me. This church operates with integrity financially. And do not let me hear you come against that. Every cent that comes into this church is accounted for. I don't ever see it, of course. Matter of fact, my wife don't even let me see my paycheck half the time. But there's a reason that things get accomplished here and the Word of God gets preached. And don't ever let your focus get on buildings and all the junk and not on kingdom things, because it's going to get off and you're going to get upset and you're going to get mad and you're going to leave, and don't let that happen. And so as the pastor, I know when a spirit tries to come in and divide our church, and he always does it when I'm about to leave and go out there and evangelize. And so I'm going to come in here and I'm going to clean house, and I'm going to make sure the spirit that tries to divide is gone. Amen. And when one leaves, you'll see 10 people come in their place. And this church will be built no matter what. Amen. Amen. So your job is to get behind the vision that God started 15 years ago. And you stay. And so when I leave, don't you let murmuring and gossip and people talking in any way. And I'm not saying it's happening. I'm just saying I know when I discern a spirit that tries to divide a church. This church has never been in a split, and it never will. Do you hear me? Amen. Say amen to that. Amen. See, what we're doing is we're talking to a spirit that tries to come in and divide people, and they don't like this, or they don't. Someone sat in their seat, or they're. Trust me, no one else hears it, but I do. I don't like this. I don't like that. Wait a minute. You only been here for a short year or 5 years, and this church has functioned without you all the rest of the time. So the point is let's get on in one accord, and let's get together so that the enemy doesn't come in and stop the momentum of that kids' church that God has put on the hearts of a whole bunch of you to give into. And so when you give into an offering, you need to give with that understanding. The understanding of, Pastor, I trust y'all when I give to God with a joyful heart. I'm going to give because I believe in this church. They preach the Word of God. If we make a mistake, please forgive us. We didn't mean to. It wasn't on purpose. But when we have to change and do some other things, then that's okay. But I can promise you, we're gonna use the finances. Matter of fact, everything that comes in the account in general is to build this church anyway, not just the designated funds by law that we have to use for that. Everything goes to build this church, and we're gonna keep building it so that we can get those children in a place where it'll be a little bit better. But I can promise you, right now, they're in a pretty good spot. Because they're getting the Word of God preached to them, and we've had the right people. And y'all that have served, thank you, thank you, thank you. Y'all that are serving and helping Angela in that kid's church, you don't know how much that means to us. Because that's how you operate a church, is you have to do it with volunteers. We are not a for-profit business. We're a people who serve and want to be a part of the kingdom of God. Amen? And so, when you give to the Lord, I want you to give with that heart. Everybody that does give to Jamie and I, thank you. You don't have to. I don't take a salary at this church. It's an honor to be able to minister. God has blessed me. But when you sow into us, we use it out there to buy more Bibles and do all the things that we do out there. It's expensive, but God has not allowed me to not do that. He's told me to go and get people born again. And that's what I'm fixing to do. So I wanted to just let everybody know that the alarm system's paid for, thank God. The next project with the staining and some things we need to do on the front of our church, as well as the kids' church and the plumbing, is going to run about 10 grand. And so when God puts it on your heart, keep giving. Amen? And let's keep the momentum rolling. And if you don't have it to give, it's not a big deal. Just get into the principles of sowing and reaping, and God will bless you in a mighty way. Amen? So come give with a big old shout of praise. Ooh, Jamie. These glasses right here, wherever we had them last, they're scratched right where I, where my eyes are. Was I? Praise the Lord. I don't matter. I got, we can buy some more, huh? Amen. Glory be to God. Let's take communion. Y'all go ahead and thank y'all. Love, give a round to these little ones, please. Love them. My brother, you are the man. Thank you, sir. Now, once a month, at the very first of the month, we take communion. Communion is very important to me because communion is reminding us, as we talked about a little bit ago, about what Jesus did by breaking his body and shedding his blood. To a believer in Jesus, and if I go across this crowd and have you raise your hand, are you saved? Are you born again? More than likely, all of us would say yes. Jesus is the Lord of our life. If there's anybody that he's not, I want you to give him your heart today. He's such a wonderful, wonderful God. But listen to me. In Corinthians, the Bible talked about the Passover. This is right before he was taken off and crucified, that he gathered together his elite, the ones that was the closest to him. He began to break bread. Now, you and I today, man, that's an important thing, because anybody that you eat with, you're going to be close to, right? Because you're breaking bread and you're able to visit and talk and communicate. And that's why I love having our pot blessings. We used to call them in the Baptist church potluck dinners. I changed the word luck because I don't believe in luck. I mean, the Bible doesn't believe in luck, karma, any of that junk. No, the Bible calls you blessed. And there's no such thing as a bad blessing. But there is such thing as a bad luck and bad karma and those kind of things. So we as Christians don't believe in those things. So I took out of my vocabulary, good luck and those kinds. I say now Godspeed or do good, you know, those kind of things. If you're blessed and you have the blessing of God on you, then man, heaven is the, I mean, you can go as high as heaven in your belief system. But understand that when we're talking about what Jesus did by breaking his body, and it wasn't by luck that we now have redemption, that we now have, you know, not living by law, but living by the grace of God. And we need to understand that we don't have to say out of our mouths anything but what the Word of God says, you see. And the Word of God says that by His stripes, you and I are healed. All we got to do is receive it by faith, right? Okay, so when Jesus was breaking this bread with his closest people, the ones he could count on, he had to trust them. He had to say things like, "Hey, I'm fixing to go give my life. It's going to be brutal, but I got to do it." You and I now are remembering that we live by the blessing of God, everything that God, that Jesus did for us. We now are remembering, why did he shed his blood? Why did he give his life for you and I? You know, we don't need to forget about all this. We need to remember it all the time. Because when the attacks come, and they will, there's a devil, comes not but to steal, kill, and destroy. Then we'll know why we have victory over those kind of things, over the devil, is because of what Jesus did. He broke his body. This bread represents that. And he shed his blood for us. Now, here's the most important thing, though. I want you to realize, before we take the bread and we drink of this juice, which represents his blood, the most important thing you've got to remember is the third day he was raised from the dead. Amen. He was killed, but he conquered it. So now he's alive, seated at the right hand of the Father. Who, Jesus? He's alive. He's overcome all of it so that we can. So when you take this bread and you eat it, you're remembering, I can do all things through Christ, which gives me strength. When you drink of this cup, you're saying, I'm more than a conqueror through God, because he loves me enough to send his Savior, now my Savior, or his Son, my Savior, to die for me. See, that's what we're really remembering. The broken body and his blood that was shed. We have all victory because of those two things. He broke his body and he shed his blood for us. Now we can go boldly to the throne of God. We can say, God, I'm having a little bit of trouble in this one area. Even if it's about this church. If it's about your job. If it's about your relationship. I'm having trouble right here, sir. You know what? God says, oh, come to me. All you who labor, who are weary. If you're brokenhearted, not a problem. If you're tired, I'll give you rest. It was all because of Jesus and what he did by dying, shedding his blood, being raised from the dead. So let's take eat with that in remembrance in Jesus' name. And let's go ahead and drink in the same manner. Father, we love you. Thank you. Thank you for sending Jesus to die for us. God, we remember that. We have victory today. We don't have to get upset. We don't have to get offended. We don't have to divorce. We don't have to be down. No, we've got victory in Jesus. And it's all because of what Jesus did. Thank you. Thank you, sir. And we honor that right now in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Pull your old cups to the center and we'll get rid of them for you. Thank you, brother. Appreciate it. Good man. Let me get the ushers cleared so they don't get run over. Stampede. Anybody ever been in a stampede? With a big round of applause, let's dismiss all our kids and all our youth out the back end. Amen? Yeah! 19-year-old by. Now, I want to do something as those kids leave, and adults, get back as quick as you can. The Lord has showed me several people that I'm going to call. Mom, obviously, you and come up here. Come up here. I know, just y'all stay right there. Come here, Mike. I need you up here. Come up here. Let me just look. I want you to help her up here. I need her up here. Okay. John, Lloyd, I need both of y'all. The Lord told me y'all too. If you can't, we'll do it from a distance. Lloyd, come up here just for a second. I've already seen all of your faces. I need you up here, please. Yes, sir. Come on. Yes, sir. Get up here. Come on, cowboy. I need you up here, please. Just right here. You gonna go with him? You can. Morris, come up, please. This is all led by the Spirit of God, okay? Thank you, Lord Jesus. Ed, can you get Mama up here? Come up. I need you. And John, you're going to have to just sit in for Loy, because all of you that are up here, the Lord showed me your face at the... You need to sit down.
Oh, wrong.
Get back over there. I don't know if y'all knew it, but at the rodeo, Trevor Ogden was up here. He was the last one to give into the offering, and I knew that he had just been hit under his eye by a golf ball at Louisiana, where he runs a golf course now. And he went off, and a guy just hit it bad, and it hit him there, and he's having trouble out of that eye, even seeing out of it. They've had surgery after surgery. And so when I saw him, I said, "Trevor, stay here." Well, I don't know y'all, but during our rodeo, Trevor Brazil, a 24-time world champion, is here. So when I said, "Trevor, come here," well, Trevor Brazil got up too. And then when he figured out I was talking to Trevor Ogden, then it was a little embarrassing for him. He just turned around and went back to it. And I know Mike had upset some of them, like it might have embarrassed him. I talked to him afterwards. It didn't embarrass him. He didn't care. Or he hid it if it did embarrass him. And so sometimes that happens, where people get up, "Well, I didn't call you." But way to be obedient. Now, every one of y'all, the Lord is going to have you stand in for Ann Smith. And I want you to help me pray for Ann Smith and her back, and what we talked about. But every one of y'all, the Lord had showed me that we needed to get up here and pray over you for your health. Amen. This bunch that is feeling great, or have been prayed over before, or even if you feel like, "I kind of need to be up there," you receive exactly what these people need to see. Now, I don't know anything about what y'all are going through in your physical health. I know I've asked some, I've heard a few things, but nothing. The Lord just showed me your faces. I mean, I know some things, but I don't know what's going on in some areas of your health. But I'm here to tell you today, God's going to set you free, and the manifestation of healing is up to you, because by faith, we're going to pray that by the stripes of Jesus, you are healed. And I don't care if it's small or it's major, because I don't know. All I know is the Spirit of God told me to get you up here, and you, and you, and you, and all of you, so that whatever is still trying to attack your body, it has no right to do that. Now, I know this might be a little different service, but how many of you know it's better to be led by the Spirit of God than having another organized service that is just the same old thing all the time? So, and even in John on his leg, I heard about that, and I don't like broke bones, right? No bueno. But I'm here to tell you the devil is the author of sickness and disease, and he has no right to be attacking God's people. Amen. And when we say enough's enough, that's when you're going to start seeing things happen in your life. Yes. You're going to start seeing, and you might even be up here saying, I feel pretty good actually. But I'm here to tell you, the enemy does not want you to live any longer, and you still have a lot of life to give. Amen. Amen. And you have kids to get on to still. And it's time that you not allow anything to continue to destroy your body. And it's going to start with this mouth. When you stop saying what you're thinking. Because the older we always get, we start thinking. I never used to think bad thoughts when I was younger about a little pain here. And now all of a sudden the devil's thinking, uh-oh, that might be this or it might be that. And when you're a kid, you don't think of that kind of stuff. But when we get a little more gray haired, look at all the gray hair up here. Well, look at the no hair. Have y'all? I'm trying to believe God for.
Mine's better because you can see it. You don't have to swallow it.
Amen. But we're going to trust God that you have, and I'm going to lay hands on you, Rusty. I need Howdy, and I need Ricky, I need John. You come up here, and y'all just be in agreement. Now, y'all, I want you to stretch your hands towards them. Just agree that when we pray for you, that things are going to change. Because listen to me, listen. Let me minister just a little bit longer. Listen to me. The enemy always tries to convince us that we have to die sick. It's just part of life, you know, you just die sick. No, that is not God. And God never said we have to die sick. But we've heard, well, you know, you'll probably just die, because we've seen grandmama and grandpa and them and that. We've seen them die of this or that, and it was all bad. But it doesn't have to be that way. Matter of fact, the Bible says you have power by your tongue over life and death. Your tongue. So what's coming out of your mouth has to be Bible. It can't be, God must just... He must be teaching me a lesson. And we hear that in the religious churches. And it is not of God. So what comes out of this is really, really important. And it has to be the Word of God, a blessing. Amen. So when I pray for you, and we begin to break the curses that the enemy is trying to put on you in your health, by faith, you need to start lining your mouth up with the Word of God and start saying, you know what, I'm healed. I'm not going to have to walk with these canes any longer. And my youth is renewed like the eagles. And I'm not going to die sick. I'm not going to die with cancer. I'm going to die when I'm ready to go home. And this world keeps getting worse. We might want to just go home, get away from it. But not because of sickness and disease. Amen. So let's pray. Father, in Jesus' name, I pray over Morris. And I command this body to line up with the Word of God. I speak life over this body in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Lord, for changing his mind to say he decides when he leaves this earth in Jesus' name. Father, I pray over this precious woman of God. You're standing in here for her too. And I thank you, Lord, that we don't have to have torment in our minds. By the stripes of Jesus, I command this mind to be whole and healed. And everything that's keeping it from the health that you have, sir, we rebuke it by the power of God in Jesus' name. Amen. Father, thank you for this precious woman of God. If we're not praying for her, we're praying for someone that her hands are going to touch. Yes. And I thank you, sir, that she is healthy from the top of her head to the soles of her feet. Nothing missing, nothing broken in Jesus' name. Father, I thank you for this man's heart. Amen. That it is a heart that is like a young man. And I thank you, Lord, that everything that's trying to cause this man of God, to not function the way he used to not have the energy, I thank you, Lord, for blood flow to come on this man's head to the toes and give him that energy that he deserves. Yes. Heart, line up with the word of God in Jesus' name. You receive it? Father, I thank you, Lord, for this man. I thank you, Father, for his obedience to you. Now, Father, thank you that he will not die of some sickness or disease, but by faith, he lives. I speak life over him in Jesus' name. Amen. You're going to continue on as long as you will. Not, listen to me. I better say this right. You better. Did y'all hear him? He said, you better. Y'all don't just keep your arms up. I know they'll get tired, but every now and then just put them up. We always want to do God's will. But it's according to your will that should be lined up with his will. So a lot of times we start saying, well, Father, if it be thy will. And usually we don't know what God's will is, right? Well, his will is that you live a productive life. And not full of hurting here and there and going through the same old junk. Amen?
Amen.
Father, I lift up my... I'm speaking over John, too, who means so much to this church, sir. God, I thank you, Lord, that these two precious, precious, precious people that are doing the will of you, sir, will continue, and health will not stop it. Yes. So, Father, I thank you, Lord, for this precious woman. That anything that is coming against her in her health and John's health, we rebuke. And I thank you, Father, for divine health. Be healed. Be healed. In Jesus' name. Father, thank you for this precious man of God too. I speak life over him. And again, your youth is renewed like the eagles. Now you stand in for this lady here, this precious woman of God, and we command the mind, the things that are going on with her balance. I thank you, Lord, you come in line in Jesus' name. Yes. Whatever is causing this mind, that disease that you talked about, whatever it was spoken, Jesus has the name above it. Amen. And so, Father, you're healed.
Yes.
You're healed. And by faith, not by what I say, you're going to know when it's time to drop that thing and move on.
Yes.
And if that's now, you do it now.
Yes.
Mom,
yes.
We're going to pray for Ann Smith. Okay. Ann Smith is my spiritual mom. She hurt her back. She fell. She's the reason for the, her and Glenn were the reason for the cowboy ministry starting in 1970, is the reason we have a church here, and that all the cowboy churches are going today and all the cowboy ministries is because of Glenn and Ann Smith. Ann Smith is still alive. Glenn's in heaven, but her back, and I want you to pray what's going on her back. She's going to have surgery on Wednesday, correct?
They're going to glue some deals back on her vertebrae disc there.
They're going to glue some something back on her vertebrae.
The biggest thing Ann's asking for is she's on blood thinners.
She's on blood thinners.
They have to go off the blood thinners while they do the surgery.
Okay, so that fear
off of blood thinners. She just asked to make sure y'all pray and stand with me that my blood will stay as it's supposed to.
Amen. That her blood will stay as it's supposed to, because I can understand. So Mom is going to stand in for Miss Ann. Father, we lift up Ann Smith, and we thank you, Lord, that your ways of doing things are yes and amen.
Yes.
And Father, her blood flows exactly how you created it to flow. So in Jesus' name, it will stay exactly the way it's supposed to, regardless of blood thinners. And Father, when she has that surgery on her back, it'll be perfect.
Yes.
So those hands of those doctors, they listen to the great physician, which is you, sir.
Yes.
And we just praise you and lift her up, that everything will be fine in Jesus' name. You good? You good? Now, Father, I lift up Mike here.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Father.
Who has been going through a battle for a while. But, Father, we have victory.
Thank you, Father.
So in Jesus' name, this body lines up with the Word of God. Every curse that the enemy has brought against this body, this temple of the Spirit of God, is broken right now in Jesus' name. Body, line up. I speak to you. The Bible says speak to the mountain and command it to be cast into the sea. We don't doubt in our heart, but we believe what we say will come to pass. I say this body lines up in Jesus' name, and every curse is gone in Jesus' name. Amen. Father, thank you for this precious woman of God. You have brought her a long way, but you're not finished, sir, with her. So continue to cause the manifestation of complete healing happen now. And we give you praise, sir, that nothing missing and nothing broken is how she functions from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. You're healed. Do you receive that? Do y'all receive it? All right. Now go to your seat full of health and watch what comes out of your mouth in Jesus' name.
Can I say something? Is it okay?
Where's a microphone? Need a microphone right quick. You can't yell. You can, but there ain't no sense in it. I've got a microphone. It helps. Now, I don't know if y'all know, but this is Rusty Feltz. He's been in the ministry for a long time. How long?
I can't add, do the math. 1979, 80, something right in there. A long time.
30 plus years, 40 years, whatever. So, but he's like a father figure to me, and you know, when I need something, I call him. I put him on the board of the Cowboy Ministers Network that I'm now in charge of. And so, what do you got to say?
Just the other day, I'm in Luke chapter 8, the woman with the issue of blood. And just, I don't know how many times I've read it, Ms. Ross, but over and over, you know, you know the woman with the issue of blood. But that verse starts with, daughter, be of good cheer, for your faith has made you well. Go in peace. And as you were praying, you know, just this morning, just to know, he said, Lord, just for everyone that was prayed for and for those that were sitting there that weren't up here, that just was a revelation to me the other day to grab some things there. He said, be of good cheer, your faith made you well. Romans 5, verse 1 says, we're justified by faith.
Mm-hmm.
We have access to our Father God through our Lord Jesus Christ. So receive, just go in peace and receive that and be confident that it's yours.
Amen. Now, good. Now, here's the deal, y'all. I'm not going to have time to preach a message. Well, we are, actually. Amen. Really, this is how church should always be. Now, if you are sitting out there and you're going through some things in your body, you don't have to come up here. You receive it out there. If something is going on in your marriage or in your business that hadn't come to pass, you get a hold of it wherever you're at. You don't even have to come into the church building. You go right out there. If it's at your home, and you take authority over the attacks of the enemy. And when I come back and preach the next time, maybe the Lord allow me to talk about the enemy's attacks. Because the enemy today is attacking more than I've ever seen God's people. Now, I know that some are men that are more mature. Things are going fantastic. But I don't know anybody that hasn't gone through some type of attack. And if that's you that is going through an attack mentally from something someone said to you. John Brewer invited me to go play some golf in the morning. Not in the morning, but yesterday morning. And so I got up at 6:30. I'd gotten home late. I didn't want to get up, I'm telling you. Has anybody ever been there? I just didn't want to, but I had promised. And I got there, me and Dalton. And we got our golf clubs out. It was I don't even know what the tournament was about, but we just got a call and he needed some help. And we got there and he went to check in and someone at his job had forgot to register the team. And I knew he was upset. It didn't bother me a bit. Except I missed some sleep. But it could have bothered me to where I ruined the whole day. But I decided that, you know what? Praise God, we got a pretty good drive going down 1174 and then 1431 to Laga Vista. It took an hour. We got to drive right back. And we were up and we were excited and I saddled some horses and we got to ride and rope and kind of do some training. In other words, it's how you receive things. And I think right now that we need to be very discerning about how we're receiving things. Is our eyes on our health? Is it on our, the things that are going on in our life in the church? Is our eyes on, the building process, or are they on the kingdom of God, that the victory you and I have in Christ Jesus? Well, I say today we need to get our eyes back on really what we're here for, and that's fellowship with God. That's to see victory through Him. That's to live by the Word of God. I lift up, bow your heads real fast. I lift up President Trump. I lift up his wife. I lift up the vice president and his wife. I lift up all his cabinet. I lift up the government of the United States of America. I break every curse that is trying to come against Christianity and the founding of this country. And Father, I thank you, Lord, that every attack against our president is broken in Jesus' name. And Father, I thank you that the divide in our country is gone and united we come right now. That we unite. Who cares if we're a Republican or a Democrat or a conservative or what we care about is that we have you, sir, and Jesus is the Lord of our life, and by golly, He's the Lord of this country in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm just fired up for some reason. And our judges and our city councils and our congressmen and senators line themselves up with the Word of God. Amen. So today, Let's get our focus back on why we're actually at this church. And that ought to be to hear the Word of God. And if it's causing you to not hear the Word of God, you better start seeking self and trying to figure out, okay, is it offense trying to come in? What is trying to cause me to now maybe, okay, maybe I need to go find another church to, you know it's going to be worse there. Well, I don't mean it. I think you understood how I meant it. Kind of sounded bad, but I'm talking about if the Spirit is not tended to here, it will go there. And that's why people church hop. No, you got to remember what drew you to the anointing of Jesus Christ at a church. I mean, we will make mistakes. Please forgive us. But man, you got to remember what, I loved that they preached the Word of God. I loved that people are saved, born again, set free to the glory of God. Amen? So let's have some victory today. All of you, every head bowed and every eye closed, pray this prayer with me. Say, Father in heaven, I open the door of my heart and I confess that Jesus Christ is my Lord. Jesus, come into my life. Save me. Be my friend. Be my Lord. Be my Savior. Thank you, Jesus, that my name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. And when I leave this earth, I'm coming to heaven and not hell, because Jesus is the Lord of my life. Now, keep your heads bowed and your eyes closed. If you just prayed that prayer for the very first time, you've never made Jesus the Lord of your life. You don't know if you died, if you would go to heaven or hell. Maybe you hadn't thought about it much, but today you're thinking about it. What you just prayed, you asked Jesus to come in, because John chapter 14 says, in order to get to the Father in heaven, has to be through the Son Jesus, because He's the only way, truth, and life. He's it. Not by being a good person, by going to church even. No, Jesus has to be the Lord. If you just prayed that prayer, He is your Lord. So with every head bowed and every eye closed, if you just prayed it for the very first time and you meant it and you asked Jesus to come into your life this morning, I'm going to count to three. And when I say three, if that's you and you just gave your life to Jesus, I want you to stick your hand up and say, God, I meant that prayer and Jesus is now the Lord of my life. And I want you to do it with boldness. Don't you be ashamed, because Jesus was not ashamed of you. He died for you. If you just prayed that prayer at three, I want you to raise your hand up, acknowledge it to God, and then just put your hand right back down. I'm not going to have you come to the front. I'm not going to have you stand up. I'm going to, with boldness, ask you to just get that hand up. Let me see it, and then just put it right back down. You ready? If you gave your life to Jesus this morning, you get that hand up when I say three. Ready? One, two, three, go. Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate it. Anybody else? Appreciate that. Thank you. Thank you, ma'am. I'm going to have someone hand you a Bible. I'll have them hand you a Bible just a second. Right there. Just there's a Bible for you. Y'all, thank you, guys. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Now, just keep your heads bowed just for a second. You that just gave your life to the Lord, I want you to know you're my brother or sister in Christ. And we're here to help you. We're here to help you learn the Word of God. Thank you, Lord. Let me pray over. I need to pray over you, okay? Father, in Jesus' name, I lift you up. I speak life over you. Be healed in Jesus' name. Nothing missing, nothing broken in this body. Clear her up, sir. Now, in Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Glory be to God. Amen. You receive it? Thank you, Jesus. I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. You're good to me. I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. Jesus is Lord. Sing that. Jesus is Lord. Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Are you done, sir? Glory be to God. All right. He's done. Did y'all have a good time this morning? I'll talk about y'all later. Maybe next time, okay? Okay. Thank y'all for being here. Howdy. Just some quick announcements before we're dismissed.